Have we got a show for you?
Potato Tales. Woo!
Hey, Potato Chips. We're back in the studio to bring you another great episode of Potato Tales. My name is Naharika.
And I'm Jacob.
Today's episode is about economic systems and ideologies created as a result of the industrial movement. All right, let's dive right in. Let's begin by talking about the changes in our economy during and after the Industrial Revolution.
So before the Industrial Revolution, mercantilism was the main source of income for empires such as Britain. However, industrialism brought the ideologies of capitalism and free markets to more prominence. Private businesses were able to make free and more beneficial decisions. The economic ideas were found to be used by banking corporations in Southeast Asia, like the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation.
So, the new systems benefited a larger majority during the revolution. This assisted in the development of a more equal economic division between the rich and the poor.
Exactly. Now, let's take a small break to look at the hot topic item for today.
Fancy learning more about the economic systems in our society? Want to read more about it? Well, one of the greatest economists of the 20th century has a book waiting in stores for you. Yep, you guessed it. It's the GOAT, Karl Marx. He crafted a book named The Communist Manifesto, and it covers topics about economic systems and equality. Buy your own copy of the manifesto today for only $20, and get your very own premium sale only Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels mini figurines. Lucky for you, Potato Chips, we have someone special joining us today. It's the legendary Karl Marx. We told you about his new book, The Communist Manifesto. Let's talk to the legend about it. Hello, Marx. Thanks for joining us today on the Potato Tales podcast. How are you doing?
Hey, Naharika. Glad to be on the show. I'm doing well, and I hope you, the listeners, all those potato chips out there, are doing well, too.
Thank you. So, I understand you're releasing a new book. Now, what led you to writing it, and what can you tell our audience about it?
So, I wrote this new book with my colleague, Friedrich Engels. It's called The Communist Manifesto. I recently became a member of the Communist League in London when they asked us to write a manifesto for the League. We wrote it to expose and bring attention to the gross economic disparity between the rich and the poor, a division which grows even more today.
Interesting. Now, how did this economic disparity come about, and what impact did it have on the concepts of laissez-faire and free enterprise in industrialism?
Laissez-faire and free enterprise allowed for the creation of the mess we're in. Without regulations, limits, or supervision, companies are allowed to hire women and children for small sums of money. Working conditions don't have to be safe or clean. As a result, many workers can contract diseases or be seriously injured after working.
That's terrible. So, if I understand correctly, the growing economic disparity is a result of those free trade ideals, which allows for exploitation of workers. How did this economic division lead to the popularity of communism?
Our ideas of economic reform and change became very popular with the working class because they related to the themes explored in the book and looked to communism as a solution to the pain they felt of being exploited and overworked for profit. As a matter of fact, the book has become so popular that there have been attempts to ban the book because many governments are afraid of the idea that their citizens might rebel.
Interesting. Okay, guys, you heard it here first. The Communist Manifesto drops next Friday. I've got my tent and hot tea, and I'm ready to camp outside the bookstores. I hope the Marx's book teaches you all more about industrialism. Be sure to check it out. And so, with the Industrial Revolution, changes in the economic systems and the rise of capitalism brought profit for countries industrializing. Trade increased, and so did the availability, affordability, and types of goods. But as a result, the living and working conditions of the working class worsened and became unfair. All right, that brings us to the end of our discussion today and the conclusion to our series on the Industrial Revolution. Thank you for joining us today, Potato Chips, and we'll see you next time here on Potato Tales.